Message number 1189. Ask and you will receive. Remain silent, tight-lipped, and I cannot respond to you. Sunday, August 10, 2014 at 18:00. My dearly beloved daughter, the tides have turned and in their wake will come many changes as foretold. Do not be fearful, for I have many times given you my word that all will end with my great mercy, which will sweep every soul up into the light of my love and compassion. Fear only my justice, but when it is unleashed, know that it will be for the good of others and for the salvation of the world that this is permitted. I carry out punishments only to stop hatred from the spreading and to awaken within those souls blackened by the stain of sin any love which may still linger within them, so that they will come to me. Why does man, and especially the devout man, believe that he knows more than me? Is more intelligent than he who created him? That his rational evaluation of all things from me can eradicate my presence? Man's arrogance and pride in his own prowess will be his downfall. Man has no power, only that which lies within his soul. Faith, when pure, is a powerful thing, and it is through faith and faith alone that I, Jesus Christ, bring you hope, love, and joy. Only I can empower man with great gifts, but unless he asks me for these, I cannot impose them upon his free will. Ask and you will receive. Remain silent, tight-lipped, and I cannot respond to you, because do not come to me. Always turn to me and ask me for every favor, for I will answer your call every time. Do not turn your back on me and say, all will be okay, life will take care of itself. Life must be earned. Eternity is a gift from God, and it is given to those who ask for it. Sadly, many will squander their chance of eternal life because they believe that humanity is more powerful than any god who may or may not exist. And so they will dictate their own fate, and they will turn their backs on eternal life because of the sin of pride, so stubborn are they. They denied me in their lives on earth, and they will deny me when I stand before them arms outstretched on the great day. They will turn away and walk into the lion's den, from where they will never find a minute's peace. Your Jesus.